USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two highly anticipated back-to-back hearings coming up on Capitol Hill today, as former special counsel in the Russia investigation Robert Mueller will appear before the House Judiciary Committee and then the House Intelligence Committee. Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's lawyer, says he doesn't expect anything new to come out at either of these hearings. And saying of Robert Mueller,
he's been behind closed doors for a year and a half. I never saw him one time. He's like the Wizard of Oz. I mean, the fact is that this investigation was a disgrace, the way it was conducted.
He was speaking on Fox News. NASA says there are no dangers posed by three asteroids, which will pass rather close to our planet today, the largest of them, nearly 400 feet wide. They say it should miss the planet by about 220,000 miles. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A rare EF1 tornado with wind speeds of 110 miles an hour tears the roof off a hotel in the Cape Cod, Massachusetts town of Yarmouth. Jason Coos was in the hotel when it happened yesterday afternoon.
We're sitting next to the window. All of a sudden, it started howling, raining sideways. All of a sudden, our ceiling lifted up and back down, pouring inside. Quickly ran to the bathtub and covered up.
He was speaking to NBC's Today Show. There were no reports of any serious injuries from that severe weather on Cape Cod, but over 50,000 people there are still without power after yesterday's storms. A USDA proposal that could cut food assistance to 3.1 million people will be open for public comment today. Currently, people who are enrolled in their state's food assistance programs qualify for the federal assistance as well, but the Trump administration says a new policy would save the federal government billions of dollars. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump now suing to try to block the House Ways and Means Committee from accessing his tax returns. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
It was only 2 weeks after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law allowing the state to share their information with the U.S. Congress. The lawsuit also names New York Attorney General Letitia James and New York's tax chief Michael Schmidt. The president accused congressional Democrats of seeking his tax returns and personal financial information solely to embarrass him. It calls on the federal court in Washington, D.C. to declare that the House committee lacks a legitimate legislative purpose for obtaining the president's tax information. The president hasn't disclosed any tax information since announcing his candidacy. While he's refused repeated calls by lawmakers to release his federal tax returns, his New York State returns could contain much of the same information. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And there's a new TV ad campaign targeting teen vaping as the Food and Drug Administration released the public service announcements yesterday. They're called Magic, and they show a British street magician surprising teens by turning e-cigarette devices into traditional nicotine cigarettes. The FDA says the goal is to connect the two products so that teens understand that e-cigarettes are just as addicting. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.